Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 20th. This podcast, as always, sponsored by AmWager, as is the accompanying Key Races and Bets blog, available free at AmWager.com. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping, and get both every week. AmWager.com, a great site to make your wagers. We're going to start with the 7th race at Gulfstream, the Sunshine Millions Turf. And we're going to look at Spring Up first, opening at 8-1. He was sent off at 7-2 when he won the Mecki at Gulfstream in July. He beat Galleon Mast in that race, who won 3 in a row after that. Galleon Mast has something in common because he ran second by Enterprising in the Millions Turf Preview Stakes last month. So they all have been running against each other at one time or another. But Galleon Mast Enterprising opened at 7-2 and 2-1. And Spring Up opens at 8-1. He also get a great trip sitting behind Charlie Mops, who likes the lead and who adds blinkers just inside of him. So Spring Up is the top pick here. Another one to look at is the 7, Second Mate, opening at 10-1. He was just a nose behind Spring Up in that stake in that classified allowance last month, and he won on the Gulfstream course last March under Paco Lopez, who hasn't ridden him since and gets back on. He fits here very nicely. Second Mate, also a play. Galleon Mast rounds out the top trio of win contenders here. First or second in 4 straight, including 3 straight. Little stakes wins, not too dissimilar from this race. He opens at 7-2, so not as good of a win bet. Enterprising sure can win, but he's 2-1 on the morning line, and I'll try and beat him even though he can run well. Swagger Jagger, another horse that can run well. Enterprising and Swagger Jagger both trained by Mike Maker. Our Way and Manchurian High, a couple others maybe you can look at. But the plays here are going to be Spring Up and Second Mate both. Win bets at 3-1 or more. You can Dutch it, which means figuring out how much to bet to get the same return. AmWager.com has a great Dutching tool. Spring Up and Second Mate, 3-1 or better for the win bet. The exacta is going to be Spring Up, Second Mate, and Galleon Mist overall, hoping to get some nice price in second. Spring Up, Second Mate, and Galleon Mast overall in Race 7 at Gulfstream, the Sunshine Millions Turf. Again, that post time is 3 o'clock Eastern. Moving across the state of Florida to Tampa Bay Downs for the Pasco Stakes, Race 7, post time 3:42. This is a race with a legitimate favorite at low odds, but a key race nonetheless because there's ways to make money in the race. That horse is the 7, World of Trouble, who is 2-for-2 in his career by 14 lengths. I'm sorry, he's 1-for-2 in his career with a second place finish. He won by 14. He lost by a half in a very highly rated race last September in his second start at this 7-furlong trip. He was privately purchased since then by Michael Dubb, who usually operates out of New York, and Jason Service is his new trainer. Cantharos is a great sire of horses that run in these kinds of races. 3-year-olds, dirt sprint stakes, Service, awesome. Goes to Gallardo, the top jockey at the meet. And he might not be a great win bet, but if we can get 3-2 or better, World of Trouble as a standout is a win bet. Play a trifecta using a Rossi-like move, who ran second and closed from 6th last time out at Tampa in the inaugural stakes in 2nd and 3rd. So besides 3-2 or better for a win bet on World of Trouble, we'll play a trifecta of World of Trouble over a Rossi-like move overall. And play a similar wager with a Rossi-like move in 3rd, which is World Trouble with all over a Rossi-like move. Going to play pick 3 with World Trouble in race 8, with 2 horses in race 9, Alinea and Artistic Quality with all and race 10. And in the Daily Double, we'll play World Trouble in race 8 with all, hoping for a long shot because we have the pick 3 as well. Now we'll move to the 10th race at Tampa Bay Downs, the Wayward Last Stakes, post time 4:15, race 10, 4:15. And don't forget, you can get the written version of this podcast in blog form, the Key Races and Bets blog, every week at amwager.com. In this race, we'll start with the 2, Tappa Tappa Tappa, who opens at 3-2, and we'll certainly use her, but I'm going to try and beat her for the win end. She won by 12. Last time out, and that may have been a fluke. She did take blinkers off, but she hadn't run nearly as well before that. She'd been off since May. She may be this good now as a 4-year-old, but she also could get into some pace issues with the 6, Tahana, who has to have the lead early. We're going to start with the 5 horse here as the play in Blue Collar, who's won 2 in a row in October and November at Keeneland and Churchill, both also with taking blinkers off. Very good Echo Bay speed figures of 99 and 97, as good as Tappa Tappa Tappa's before the win at Tampa on December 23rd. And Blue Collar was sold since her last start in November and now finds herself in the Eddie Keneally barn with Gallardo up, which is a really big sign, and she opens at a square price of 9-2. The other horse to look at here is Full of Zip. 12-1 morning line for a Grand Motion trainee coming off a win at the end of her 3-year-old campaign. She shipped down to Tampa after training at Fair Hills, Grand Motion's training center in Maryland. She shipped down to Tampa on January 12th and ran well. She just shouldn't be 12-1 because her last win of her 3-year-old campaign earned a 97 Equibase speed figure on par with Blue Collar. Plays are going to be win bets. Blue Collar, 2-1 or better. Truly a key win bet here because I think she can beat Tappa 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 on the square. Blue Collar, fair odds, 2-1. Make a second win bet, Full of Zip at 3-1 or better, and pick up a place bet on Full of Zip at 6-1 or more. Play an exacta of Blue Collar and Full of Zip over Blue Collar, Full of Zip, Tappa, 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 Well-Humored, and Sweet Legacy. Blue Collar and Full of Zip on top. Blue Collar, Full of Zip, Tappa, 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 Well-Humored, and Sweet Legacy in second. Play the reverse of that exacta as well. And we played all in that pick three and hope we're alive. So we should do very well here. Moving back to Gulfstream Park for their 10th race, the Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Turf first time post time at 4:30. Daddy's Boo opens as the 5-2 second choice. The Starship Jubilee opens the 2-1 favorite. And they're both good horses. They've won 10 of 16 last year. But they both failed as favorites on more than one occasion. And they're not standouts. Going to use them, but the best value in the win play is going to be Bonita. Number 2, Bonita. Bonita won 2 stakes in a row. She won the Panama City at Gulfstream Estate Bred Stakes like the Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Turf. And she won the Wasted Tears at Gulfstream. Those are in August and September before a second place finish in a race moved off turf and run on the main track, which really could be ignored. She gets Edgard Zayas again, who's been up for the last 3 races, all A races. And her best race is more than good enough to beat Daddy's Boo and Starship Jubilee. So we'll bet Bonita in the Gulfstream Park 10th, the Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Turf. Bet Bonita at 2-1 or better. Play an exacta box. We're going to split the favorites here. We're going to box Bonita and Starship Jubilee and Bonita and Daddy's Boo because there's no value in betting the 2 favorites together. And then play another exacta even for a buck just in case some other horse gets in there. We're going to play Bonita over all and all over Bonita. Bonita over all and all over Bonita. That was the 10th race, Sunshine Millions Filly Rare Turf, post time, 4:30 at Gulfstream. The last race on this Key Bets and Races podcast, sponsored by AmWager and AmWager.com, is going to be the Sunshine Millions Sprint Race 11. XY Jet opens at even money. Everybody knows why. He's 7-4-18. He's 4-10. He won this race last year. He came, 2 years ago. He came back off a layoff from November of 2016 to last month, the 13-month layoff, and won. But he's now 6, and looking at his Equibase speed figures, also if you want to look at his buyers, he has regressed. He's not as fast as he was, even though he's still game. In 2015 and 2016, he earned Equibase figures of 109, 119, 122, and 123. When he came back after going to Dubai in 2016, he ran a 103, went 5th in the Vosburgh, then a 97 in the DeFrancis, went 3rd, then laid off again. His comeback was a 103. Sure, he can improve, and sure, he can win, but I think there's so much value when you get a really heavy favorite here. I'm going to start with the 6-horse Quixote opening at 8-1. A lightly raced 5-year-old with 6 wins and 4 seconds in 16 races, 3-6 last year. He won the Millions Sprint Preview nicely with a 106 figure. He won the big drama at 7 furlongs at Gulfstream last May when he moved from the barn of Amos to De La Cerda. He ran 5th in the Grade 3 Smile and 7th in the Misfit Prospector. Look, this is a state bred stakes. He didn't run well in Grade 3s. He's back in a state bred stakes. Saez rides. He certainly has every shot to win this race. Also worth looking at is the 4 Storming My Way at 15-1 with Rael Rosario up. He is a 4-year-old, newly turned 4-year-old, who won last out in a 50 claimer, and two before that. He ran second in a 50 claimer to a next out winner. In between is an irrelevant turf race. Those two wins in claiming races, those two big races in claiming races, earned 106 and 104 figures, which stack up with Quixote's 106 in the million sprint, even though Quixote was faster in the million sprint preview. At 15 to 1, we could make a second win bet here. We're also going to look at one more horse because we got so much value, and that is the two Squeed on the Ladies, who ran second in the million sprint preview to Quixote. He ran in the Mr. Prospect. We can toss that out. He won a stakes, Sweet on the Ladies did last June at Gulfstream, the Crystal River Stakes, and won the juvenile sprint for State Breds back in his two-year-old campaign. This is a stakes quality horse who runs good, and he's 20 to 1. Best play here is Quixote at 5 to 2 or better. Place bet if he goes anywhere off near his 8 to 1 odds. And then smaller win bets on Storming My Way and Sweet on the Ladies at 7 to 1 or better. Maybe place at 10 to 1. So Quixote to win is the main bet. Storming My Way and Sweet on the Ladies, other bets for win, maybe place. And then we'll take Quixote in the exacta because he's first or second, 10 for 16. I'm going to place Quixote over all and all over Quixote in the exacta. Sure hope you've enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget, you can get the written version today or any weekend at amwager.com. And I hope you all cash some winners today.